Yo, it's the One Bag Steve Show. Or the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. Brother, we done made it to 1,000 listens total. It's crazy. I got a lot of episodes, but I'm still thankful to make it to 1,000. I'm trying to make it to 5,000. If you're a podcaster yourself, please send me some helpful tips on how I should improve or whatever. Still ain't got my piece for my mic. It's on the way. Anyways, we're going to jump right into it. Today's topic will be Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Fashion shows. I'm going to tell you a story about this man I know. And we're going to talk about racist sins. All right, let's jump right into it. We're going to talk about the Bible verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. When you got in your Bible, please say amen. All right. And the text is read from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And thank him for all he has done. And once again, the text is read from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has already done. All right. It's very, very much self-explanatory. Like, don't stress yourself out over the worldly things going on in the world because you already got your mansion in heaven. Instead, just pray about everything. Like, even if you did get what you needed, pray about it. You know? And just tell him what you need in the prayer and thank him for what he already did. Like, I thank God, man. I didn't think I was going to get 1,000 listens so quick. You know? I thought I was going to get 1,000 listens. It was going to take me at least 10 to 15 days. I was like, 15 days was going to be the max. I was like, Lord, if this ain't going through, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm thankful for y'all. I thank God for everything. And with that being said, that scripture right there helped me with a lot. Like, even growing up in my household, it was always about, it ain't about what you want. It's about what you need. And that's how I always lived my life. I always never looked at what I need or like what I wanted. I always looked at what I needed. So when it came to like people asking me, what you want for your birthday or what you want for Christmas, I could never answer because I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm used to getting school clothes for Christmas. For my birthday, I get, you know, stuff that I need around the house, like everything, you know, supplies and all that, you know. But like I said, man, so thankful that y'all, like what y'all listening to and y'all been giving me all these listens, man. I couldn't do it without y'all. I would have stopped if I wouldn't have never seen these numbers go up. But like I said, man, they say don't worry about anything. Like, I ain't worried. I was worried, but, you know, I had to go back to my favorite scripture and, you know, and don't worry. And I prayed. And I'm thanking him. I thank him for everything he's already done for me. Like, that scripture touched me, like, at some point, you know. A lot of y'all probably don't believe in tattoos, but I got a few tattoos myself. At one point in my life, I'm going to get that tattooed on me somewhere. Not sure where. But that's a big staple in my life, is just don't worry. Just pray. You know what I'm saying? And if you need it, if God feel like you need it right now or you need it in your life, he going to supply it. Because he might not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. And you know the worst of the words. He's an on-time God. And now I can say, yes, he is. Fashion shows. How y'all feel about fashion shows? For me, I think a fashion show is just a commercial that's an hour long with commercials included. Think about it. Victoria's Secret. These ladies come out here, they showing off all the stuff in the Victoria's Secret catalog, like in the magazine or in their commercials. Then, in between them ladies walking up and down the strip, it's a commercial. So, you got an hour-long segment with commercials included. that's genius right there, off rip. Like, if I ever was to make it big in the fashion industry, that's what I want to do. Have me a televised fashion show. Because I'm already showing you my brand. Then this other brand's going to pay to be in that slot, to be on there too. Yeah, that's what I'm on. I feel it. Because I could never, like, take my time to sit around and watch a fashion show. But I was sitting there and it was on TV. And I was like, this got to be the biggest come up ad promotion ever. Like, a fashion show got commercials, and then what if it got the commercials that's basically showing what they already showing you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the models walk down the runway, then they boom, snap the commercial. They showing you commercials of the stuff we already showing you. Showing you another way to get it, or showing you some other pieces that we ain't showed you already. Or are we going doing a recap of what we done already showed you? Getting over. And then women, you know, think it's us that's brainwashed. No, it's y'all. Y'all been getting brainwashed for a good little bit, man. Especially with them accessories. Like, back to Victoria's Secret, bro. Like, y'all put that fancy clothing, whatever on, bro, it's just gonna get ripped off. So I ain't even sweating. But yeah, how y'all feel about fashion shows? Like, to me, it just seemed like it's a, like I said, an hour-long commercial. Maybe even an hour and 30-minute-long commercial with commercials. Like, y'all just couldn't have made a commercial of this? No. Y'all got to have every model wearing every piece of clothing that's finna come out. Like, then it's like, you don't see that neither. Like, it's so much. Like, it's so many pieces of this different clothing that it's like, they got to do well. Because, period, like, the only people really gonna see that you got is if you tell somebody you went and picked it up. So it's like a million different pieces. They might not get the top end, but they might get the top first, then the bottom. But they capping off rip. Then, not to mention, now it's like these major brands, they putting like artists in their clothing to walk the runway. Like, I seen Offset was walking in some clothing, some designer clothing. I'm pretty sure he got the clothes for free. Then after that, he wearing it anywhere, putting it on Instagram, selling it again. Commercial with commercials. How y'all feel about fashion shows? Story time. Yeah. So I met this older gentleman. When I say older, he probably was like 50. 60. He was telling me about how his wife, how he was with his wife, and his wife didn't really too much care for sex after they got married. So instead of letting him go out there and he just, you know, cheat and do what he gonna do and pay for women and all this kind of stuff, this lady went out there and got him 7 different women. One for each day of the week. Like, cause she didn't want to have no more sex. Like, she just didn't care about it. Like, she just was not for it. Like, she don't want to have no sex, even though they married. Like, she just wasn't for it. Ladies, could you? Would you? Like, come on now. Some of y'all ain't even going for that. If y'all done broke your hip or got paralyzed from the waist down, y'all ain't going for none of that. Like, but that lady was in love. Like, she literally said, you know what, I don't want nothing. You can get some, though. I got you. I'm gonna look out for you. There's some men out there that ain't gonna do that neither. Like, you get paralyzed from the waist down, you gonna let your old lady? Nah, you. I know what guys gonna do. They'll be putting on something fake to make it seem like they still going, like, you know, like, I might not be able to stir the pot, but I can lick the spoon. Nah, boy, get up out of here. But that's love right there, boy. 7 different women for every day of the week. But she looked out. Shoot, ain't no women out there doing that no more. I mean, maybe it is, maybe I'm wrong, but wow, 7 different women. She must have really loved this man. But when he told me, I didn't believe it at first. But I mean, I didn't check no further. And, you know, that's my theory. Like, if it's something too wild and outrageous, I'll take your word for it, bro. You ain't gotta call nobody and let me know. But what's that? That was a crazy story to me. Like, what's a crazy story for y'all? Like, she really set it up for this man that has 7 different women for every day of the week because she just didn't care for sex no more. And that's the question I pose to you, men and women. Like, would you do that for your partner? Because, I mean, let's be honest, man. Sometimes the thrill just be gone. You don't want to, and then you still love that person, but you don't want to, be like, cheat on them or walk out on them. But that's undying love. That's unconditional right there, boy. Wow. All right, we're gonna talk about racial sayings. Like, do you know any racial sayings? I know a few that really just been on my head lately. And it's like, being from the South, some of them you just be like, wow. Never heard that before, and that low-key was kind of racist. this one I heard not too long ago. Like, boy, they got you out here slipping like you got your head in the noose, feeding Crisco. I said, boy, what? Like, who even thinks of that? Like, what? Head in a noose, feet in Crisco? Wow. Wow. Like, that got to be like an old slave saying, like, I mean, Crisco probably wasn't around then, but still. But even probably in the 60s, 70s, maybe 50s, 60s, yeah. That was a wow. Like, when Buddy said it, I was just off like, really, though? Head in the noose? That's the way you want to use feet in Crisco? Wow. But then another one that I'm pretty sure everybody probably say. But no, you probably don't say it. You gotta be from down here. You gotta be from the South to hear regularly, really. But even with that, like, sometimes I hear it, you hear it in them old cartoons, like, wait a cotton picking minute. Cotton picking. First of all, bro, kill that whole phrase right there. Cotton picking. I ain't gonna lie, my shorty said it the other day. And I was like, that sound racist. It's all get out. Like, that's right. That just don't sound right. Can we not say that no more? With a cotton picking mitten? What's a cotton picking mitten? Mitten. Dang, wow. I'm sounding like 21 Savage now. I got a little British accent. Mitten. Minute. Like, but cotton picking minute. Like, what's the breakdown on that one? Like, is it a minute for me to pick this cotton? Do I get a minute break? But I don't know. Like I said, do you know any racist sayings? Like, it could be, blackballed. Like, what's the breakdown on that one? There's plenty of them out there. Me right now, I can't think of any. But that was one that really caught my ear. Also, that one with head in the noose, feet in Crisco. Who thinks of these things? Like, who come up with these things? I ain't talking about the racist jokes. I'm talking about some sayings out there that could be, like, well, back to that 21 Savage. Like, people saying they got Jewish money. How is that even racially charged? I mean, I can see how it could come off racially charged, but just saying that y'all just good with money. So, I mean, or tight with money. Like, y'all know how to handle y'all money, manage y'all money. I don't know. Do you know any more racist sayings? Thank God. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank all of y'all that support me, and thank y'all for helping me reach 1,000 listens total. I know I got a lot of episodes, like I said before, but I thank y'all really for listening. And if y'all could just share it or let a friend know that you enjoy what you listen to, that'd be a 100. Like, you don't have to send it out to them. Just let them know that you've been listening to me. Let them know the name. Give them a chance to listen to it. But on the next episode, we're gonna talk about these Snapchat charms. Do you watch Instagram TV? Have you ever really been on Facebook Live? And how exactly would you send news on a flip phone? All right, guys. Thank you again. God bless.